Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining us as we bring you extensive coverage of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. My name is Bob Long. One of my favorite things about coming to this auto show is not only the world debuts, the North American debuts, but also the opportunity to catch up with old friends. And the gentleman sitting next to me, Mike Side, falls into that category. It's always a pleasure to share the microphone with this gentleman. He is the vice president and general manager of Toyota of North America. It's my pleasure to welcome Bob Carter back to Auto World. Bob, how you doing?
Thank you, Bob. It's always a pleasure to see you.
Well, thank you so much. Well, why don't we take a quick look back at 2013? I understand both on the Toyota side as well as the Lexus side, you guys had some really great sales numbers to report. How did Toyota do?
It was a wonderful year overall. First of all, the industry is really back healthy.
Right.
Fourth year in a row, over a million sales. Incremental over the year before.
Wow.
So 15.6. We're really pleased. We ended up the year at 2.230 million cars.
That's great.
So that was up about 7.5%.
Uh-huh.
And then Lexus had a wonderful year. Lexus launched a lot of new products. Came in 273,000 units. That was up about 12.5%. So the brands, and particularly the new products we launched on both the Toyota and Lexus side, really did well last year.
That sounds fantastic. It seems like the luxury marketplace continues to do quite well, which is great news for Lexus.
It is. And, interest rates are low, and so that certainly helps those consumers that are going to lease or finance. But we find that, you know, the luxury customers, as well as the pickup truck customers, both of those customers are entering the market in a little higher percentage than we're seeing in other areas. So all segments of the business was very good. But luxury, pickup truck, and then small compact SUV were by far the three strongest areas of the business that we saw.
That's great. Lots of big stories here, and I can't wait to get a look at this concept vehicle from Toyota. It's called the FT1. It's a sports car. There had been rumors circulating around that perhaps eventually we may see another sports car like the beloved Supra from Toyota. And by the looks of this sports car concept, I can tell you that you've got a grand slam hit if the production version looks anything like this concept.
Yeah, it's a beautiful car. This is a big week for us. We actually launched three cars in 1 week. I just came in from CES, where we introduced a new car at CES at the technology show.
Uh-huh.
And then we came here to Detroit. And our message at Detroit is performance, performance, and performance. You know, at one time, you look at the history, it goes back to the 60s. You know, we had cars like the S800 and the GT2000.
Yes.
And then in the 70s, we brought out Celicas. And then the 80s, we had Celicas and Supras and MR2s, and that youthful, fun, sporty cars to drive were part of our heritage. And today, we have those over in the Lexus brand.
Yes.
With everything from ISF to the LFA. Our Scion brand has the FRS.
Yes.
Wonderful car.
Yeah.
Great, great youthful driving car. I love driving FRS.
Yeah.
But we don't have that sports car in the Toyota lineup. So this is a concept.
Right.
And it relies on, or it goes back and a little bit of our heritage of where we were previous with our sports cars in the 60s through the 90s. And playing a little bit of what if, engaging from the customers. But it's something that I'm really interested in. And we're getting the consumer reaction. I will tell you, just the short time since we unveiled it, I think I've been asked 1,000 times, when can I buy one? So we're still in the study phase. You know, this
right.
is truly a concept, but it's one thing that I personally would love to have in my garage.
Well, I can't wait to see it in person. Also here at the show, another big unveil, and this one I have seen pictures of, and another vehicle that I'm very much in love with. It's from Lexus. It's the RCF Sport Coupe, and I understand this is the most powerful V8-engined Lexus performance vehicle to date.
It is. It is. And this is arguably my favorite car. This is our brand new RC, which is a... which is a two-door coupe, beautifully styled. Everything that you would expect from a Lexus, exterior and interior. But what you wouldn't expect, it has a very aggressive, muscular, athletic look to it. And then we put the finest suspension that we know how to build. It handles like a dream. Great steering rack on it, top to bottom. And then put a 5-liter V8 that's over 450 horsepower.
Oh, wow.
Match that up to an 8-speed transmission. It's just, it's one of those cars that you can't help yourself. Every time I get in one to drive one, you want to drive it like you just stole it. It's just a lot of fun.
Oh, that's great. And just the styling of the vehicle from the exterior looks beautiful. I can't wait to get a look at the interior.
Yeah. Yeah. And the RC, so there are some commonality between the RC, which we launched at a show in Tokyo.
Yep.
But this is the first global review of the RCF. So it's the same platform, and some of the sheet metal is the same, but the face, the rear, the body panels, everything is different. It's much more aggressive than even the RS. I would call the RC sporty, beautiful.
Right.
This car is all about brawn.
Very well said. Let's talk a little bit more about the Consumer Electronics Show. I was out there myself as well. Just a huge event, and it's great to see the automakers there every year now. There used to be a time when you would never see any automakers. Now, I believe this year there was at least 10 or so in attendance, and you had a reveal there. Tell us all about this reveal at the CES show.
Well, the CES is that's interesting. You know, it's the Consumer Electronics Show.
Yeah.
Tons of people.
Yeah.
But it's a great place to launch brand new technology.
Yes.
So we showed our North American debut of our fuel cell. Essentially what the fuel cell is, it takes oxygen out of the air, combines it with hydrogen. You have a range of 310 miles, but absolutely zero emission. We will bring it to market in 2015, first in California, where the infrastructure for hydrogen is.
Wow.
But I really believe that if you go back, believe it or not, Bob, it's been 20 years since we brought the first Prius to market.
Yes, I can't believe it.
And then last year we sold 350,000 hybrids in the U.S. alone. It feels like 1999 again because it's brand new technology, but we will develop and bring to market slowly. But I think when you look out 10, 15 years, this technology is going to change the automobile business as we understand it today.
Mm-hmm. As we see more infrastructure built up and more vehicles get out there on the road, I could see the same thing happening. It's an interesting time in the automotive marketplace, Bob, when you stop and think about it. I mean, it's a golden era. There's something for everybody. If you're into performance, if you're into green vehicles, if you're into beautifully styled vehicles, if you're into technology, I mean, the kind of technology that's available on today's vehicles just blows you away when you look at some of the Lexus products and all the different technologies that you've got at your fingertips. It's almost like science fiction in a lot of ways.
It almost feels like the car business in many ways has gone full circle. I was one of the kids that grew up in the 60s and 70s, and when you looked at the headboard of my bed or the walls in my bedroom, it was all cars. You know, cars on every wall, every picture of a car I could get. The innovation that's happening in the automobile business today, whether it's environmental, whether it's performance or styling, but innovation, certainly with our brands, but when you walk around this auto show, it's the best time that I can remember to be a consumer looking for a new car.
So true. Well, Bob, it's always a pleasure to share the microphone with you. I really want to thank you so much for stopping on by our broadcast locale.
Always good to see you, Bob.
Thank you.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Detroit is the place to be, the North American International Auto Show. My name is Bob Long, welcoming you into another special hour of our broadcast as we bring you all the great news, the world debuts, the North American debuts, and the terrific guests. And speaking of terrific guests, we have one of those joining us right now. He's the Vice President of Marketing for Lexus. It's my pleasure to welcome back to Auto World, Brian Smith. Brian, how have you been? How you doing?
Doing great, Bob, thank you very much for having me back. This is an amazing place, isn't it?
It sure is, and you know, it's great to see the show floor so busy here in 2014. When we go back 3 or 4 years ago, things were not quite as robust, but this year,
right,
things are really popping.
They really are, and you know, this is an especially important year for us, because I know you're well aware that it's the 25th anniversary for North American International Auto Show. It's also the 25th anniversary for Lexus.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, the brand was introduced here in 1989. Isn't that amazing?
Time flies. I mean, I remember, you know, the original LS and...
yes, right.
My God, I can't believe that's 25 years ago.
We've come a long way. I know. Believe me, it's fun for us to enjoy that as well.
Absolutely. And just taking a quick look back at 2013, you guys had another great year and an extremely wonderful fourth quarter.
We really did. The fourth quarter made it for us. We're always kind of a fourth quarter team, so we expect that. But as you know, the economy has continued to kind of be a slower recovery than everybody expected. So the jury was out, but we ended up exceeding our sales plan, beating the growth of the industry and luxury as a whole. So picked up a little market share, which, as you know, is kind of the name of the game.
Sure,
and
absolutely.
Things are going great.
Good. Well, let's talk about some of the big news here in the Motor City. Number one, I know you showed it over in Tokyo first, but folks can get a look at the RC350, the new coupe, and I myself haven't had a chance to see it. Can't wait to check it out.
Yeah, I can't wait for you to see it as well. It's an absolutely gorgeous car. The comments we're getting from styling, you know, I think the last several times I've been with you, we're talking about the styling of the Lexus brand really changing.
Exactly.
Much more passion in our styling.
Yeah.
And RC is probably just the epitome of that. So that's exciting. It's in the display today, but as you well know, what's coming next.
This is the one that I can't wait to see. It's going to be the RCF, and anything with the letter F on it means that it's had the complete F tuning, and I understand this is going to be the most powerful V8 Lexus road-going vehicle to date.
You're absolutely right. You know, the ISF today that we have out is a wonderful car and a great combination of strong performance even on a track, and yet you can live in it every day. And that's kind of where I think, you know, it's important for us with our performance products, because we want people to drive them every day. These aren't garage queens or something you can only take to a track day. So what's coming, the RCF, is just the next step in that. Not only is it a two-door, which I think is going to be a lot more attractive to performance buyers, but it takes that V8 power and pushes it up to 450 plus.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Is it exclusively rear-wheel drive, or will it be all-wheel drive?
Exclusively rear-wheel.
Very good.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's we offer all-wheel drive options in virtually every product that we have now, so it's okay to have one that's really pure performance, really designed
so
for track.
Absolutely, yeah. And stylistically, I've gotten a peek at some preview pictures, and it's a drop-dead gorgeous vehicle, Brian.
Thank you. It really is, and it shares a lot of the technology from LFA.
Yeah.
So we've finally been able to, you know, I think everybody was looking for when is LFA technology going to start to trickle into the other vehicles, and with our last IS, and I spoke with you about before, the 2014 model IS, we actually brought on our F-Sport models, a really cool instrument gauge cluster from LFA. This not only has that, but it goes one further. A lot of the interior styling down the center console and right into the rear speed-activated wing is right off of LFA.
Wow. So it's so great to see that technology filter down.
Yeah.
When will this vehicle actually be available for sale?
It goes on sale. Both RC and RCF will be available fourth quarter this year.
So not that far off.
No, it's right around the corner.
And where is it going to slot in the Lexus lineup pricing-wise?
Well, you know, F obviously for us is kind of the epitome of performance, and it's going to be priced for that. Don't anticipate a big difference from where F is today, our ISF. RC slots in between IS and GS in terms of size. It's a similar platform to GS, actually the same wheelbase, but a little bit wider than an IS, so it kind of fits nicely in between there. But, of course, with the performance engine, you know, that V8 puts it at a little bit higher price than the GS.
You guys are going to be so pleased with the GS lineup of vehicles. I see them all over the place, and there's one for everybody, no matter what you want, all-wheel drive, whether you want rear-wheel drive, whether you want a hybrid vehicle. And if you want an F treatment as well, you can get that as well.
Yeah.
And a little bit of something for everybody. Well, let's talk about another very special vehicle here on the floor of Kobo, and it's a concept vehicle, kind of a future look. Tell us all about this one, Brian.
It's really neat. You know, one of the fastest growing segments in luxury is the small sport utility. utility market. A lot of new entries. It's certainly finding, I think, it's an attractive package for a lot of buyers who don't need the size or maybe want a little better fuel economy than a traditional crossover vehicle. But this one, when you see the styling, it is it's been the one. We've done a little bit of clinic research with consumers, and the styling is the thing that they just are blown away by. So again, that's kind of where we're leading with all of our new products, is first with style and then great performance, and of course the ownership experience you get with Lexus. We'll never compromise that.
I'm so pleased to see the direction that Lexus has been going in the last several years, because you guys have always turned out magnificent products, but now that we're seeing the more bold styling and the more emphasis, the availability of the F-line packages across the board. Just recently, it was just like 3 weeks ago, I had an opportunity at home to have for a week an RX, which was equipped with the F handling package. Yeah. And what a difference that makes, because it really turns that crossover into a real handler with beautiful 19-inch wheels and a special steering wheel.
And an 8-speed transmission.
And an 8-speed transmission. That RX.
Yeah.
And that really, it makes it feel, that 8-speed transmission is so good that it really brings the RX performance up considerably.
It does.
Yeah, I can tell just by the acceleration time.
And you know, that's probably the next big news coming for RCF is going to be what we call a torque vectoring differential. You may be familiar with it, but when you start talking about being able to take that performance and put it on the ground, this RCF with all that power needed more help with traction.
Of
but
course.
This isn't just, it's not a reactive system like you're probably familiar with limited slip differentials. It's called torque vectoring differential, which actually senses any type of wheel traction issues before they happen and sends the torque to the appropriate wheel. So it actually maximizes not only, you know, your traction through a corner and exiting, but even into corners. So it's measuring so many things now and moving that. And it's driver selectable, just like just like drive mode select for suspension and all. You can select from a normal, a slalom, or a track setting for this torque vectoring differential.
Wow.
To really prioritize steering and handling or all-out performance. And it's amazing to think it all happened here 25 years ago, isn't it?
No.
It just started here with the North American International Auto Show. Anyway, it's going to be great.
With the LS400. And that was a groundbreaking vehicle for its day. And now another groundbreaking vehicle for 2014. It's the RC350 as well as the RCF making debuts here at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. Always a pleasure to share the microphone with you, Brian.
Thank you for having me again.
We'll take a pit stop and then more around the bend. I'm Bob Lai.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer than you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
American International Auto Show in Detroit. My name is Bob Long, bringing you extensive coverage of the recently concluded press days, and I am sitting alongside a good friend, a gentleman who I always enjoy talking to. He is the president and CEO of the Jeep brand. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the program Mike Manley. Mike, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob, and as always, it's a pleasure for me to be on the show with you, so it's a good day.
Let's talk a little bit about something we were talking about off-air, and that's the vibrancy here of the 2014 event. It seems like the show is definitely alive and well this year and moving in the right direction.
No, I couldn't agree more. You know, we felt it from the very, very first day when it opened, and you know, we've seen a lot of activity even on the second day. And I just, it's almost like a sense, isn't it? When you walk through, you can hear the buzz, and I think it's been a great show. I think Detroit show is very, very much back,
which is good news for everybody. Let's talk about some other good news. I understand Jeep had an absolute record year in 2013. Congratulations.
No, thank you. We're very pleased with 13. We broke the world record, 731,000 global sales. So the team, I think, did a phenomenal job. And that was a year where we didn't have the Cherokee, our new vehicle, in the biggest segment in the U.S. in the dealerships until the last 2 months. So really couldn't be happier with the result for last year, and hopefully that momentum will carry into this.
Let's talk about the all-new Jeep Cherokee, the return of the iconic name. I was very fortunate enough to attend that press launch, so got some great opportunity to drive it on the roads of California, and as well as on some pretty extreme off-road conditions. When you look at the Cherokee, number one, I love the styling. It's a little bit polarizing for some folks, but I think it's really crisp, it's really modern, and it's chock full of technology. 9 speeds. Can you imagine? I used to think it was a big deal when we went from 3 speeds to 4 speeds to 5 speeds to 6 speeds. Now all of a sudden you guys bring it up to 9.
No, absolutely. And you're right about the technology with the vehicle. It's you know, the technology for us was fundamental to be able to bring that vehicle and do all of the things that we needed to do to be competitive in that segment. And, you know, Liberty, its predecessor, was a great vehicle, but it was very niche. And part of that is everybody got the capability in Liberty, whether you needed it or not, and that capability came with some compromises, ride and handling and some fuel economy. But the way that we've used the technology, including the 9-speed transmission in Cherokee, means that we can absolutely provide a phenomenal on-road experience, great fuel economy, and then the all-wheel drive systems kick in only when you need them. And the pinnacle of that's the Trailhawk, of course. So, yeah, this had a great start to, to its sales history.
Yeah, out on the press launch in California, we had an experience off-road with the Trailhawk edition, and boy, I can tell you, I mean, if anybody has any doubts about the off-road capability of the Trailhawk, I can personally attest to the fact that this thing can absolutely climb the sides of walls.
No, it's very, very true, and that was important for us, not only because we're Jeep and, you know, we're known for capability, but we used a name that was associated with a vehicle that was also very, very capable, and I really didn't want to do that if we wouldn't, if we weren't going to be able to live up to that capability promise. And as you said, we certainly have. It can be demonstrated in any Trailhawk, and one of the things that we do, which is unique to any manufacturer, is we actually put that Trailhawk through one of the most extreme trails in the world, and that's the Rubicon Trail. Mm. And we do that. We do that partly because I think the engineers enjoy it, but we also do it as a final test to make sure we're comfortable that it lives up to what we want it to do.
That's great. I would imagine with the Cherokee being so new and so cutting edge that you're going to get a lot of conquest buyers into the Jeep brand, perhaps for the first time. I know it's only been on sale for the last few months. What's been the initial reaction from the dealers, and also as far as conquest buyers are concerned, are you seeing some folks come into the dealership for the first time, new Jeep potential customers?
Yeah, absolutely. It's something that we're monitoring, and although the numbers will settle down as we get into 2014, the early signs are that we're beginning to do exactly what we needed to do, and that is to attract some of the import buyers that, that kind of walked away from Jeep many, many years ago. And that really follows what we saw with Grand Cherokee, of course. Grand Cherokee did exactly the same thing. It brought a whole new set of customers into our showroom and experienced our vehicles. And as I said, the early signs are very encouraging. Hopefully that continues through 2014. You know, I was talking to a number of our dealers over the last 2 days in terms of their view and opinion of Cherokee, and they're very, very positive. And in fact, that's backed up by the number of orders they're giving us for the vehicle. they're all ordering over and above what we'd expected, which is great. So still a lot of work to do, though. 2 months in the marketplace. We're going to have to work hard in 2014 to make sure the message is out there and get as many people as possible to experience the vehicle. But we're excited.
And you should be, because it's an outstanding vehicle, and I would definitely recommend all of our listeners, if you're in the market, check out the all-new Cherokee from Jeep. Let's talk a little bit about the Grand Cherokee. It still is the most awarded sport utility in history, and up in my neck of the woods, the New England Motor Press Association has given it the Winter Vehicle of New England Award 2 years in a row?
2 years, yeah.
That's right. Maybe 3 years in a row. Who knows?
No, it is. It's and it continues to grow and continues to be the leader in this segment on a retail basis. It grew 14% last year in an industry that was up 7%, so I'm very pleased with that. And I think one of the things that has helped maintain Grand Cherokee's appeal in the marketplace is that since we launched it back in 2010, we've continually gone back in. Mm-hmm. We've made what I think are the appropriate interventions to that vehicle. You know, we're in the 2014, has new 8-speed transmission, which gave us good fuel economy boost. We now have the diesel in Grand Cherokee, and we upgraded all of the electronic architecture. So that work, I think, was really fundamental in continuing the momentum of that, which, of course, is another icon of Jeep, the Grand Cherokee.
No question. And what a tremendous architecture that vehicle has. I understand a couple of other announcements here at the show. The iconic Wrangler is going to be available here in 2014 in a couple of special editions. There's a Willys edition, which kind of goes back in time, and also a polar edition. Tell us about both of these.
Well, you know, one of the things that Wrangler is perfect for, it's almost like a canvas, not just for us, but for our customers. And what we find is, because our customers like to customize their vehicle and make it themselves, that we do a short range of special editions that are always limited in number, and so far have always sold out very, very quickly. But it gives our customers something that they know is in very short supply, but they can also build on. And you're right, we have two. I have to say that the Willys, because of course it's a very historic name, yep, is one that that people have been asking for. And we've tried to keep the Willys very basic. We've given it the equipment that it needs to be even more capable than the stock vehicle. As you know, we've chosen the colours and the interiors very carefully, and that vehicle, I think, is already sold out. Now, the Polar Edition for us is a little bit more playful. It's for somebody who's looking for, again, a very distinctive Wrangler. And, you know, I think 60% of the country at the moment is covered in snow, so it's probably a good time to get one. And, you know, that kind of celebrates our association and sponsorship of the Winter X Games as well. So two very special edition Wranglers announced at the show and finding their way to dealerships very soon.
Well, Mike, it's always a pleasure to share the microphone with you. I can't wait to be in New York and be springtime and time for Camp Jeep New York style. That's always a lot of fun.
It is always a lot of fun and attracts a lot of people, but it's great to be on the show, and I'll see you in New York.
All right, sounds good. He is the president and CEO of Jeep, Mike Manley. I'm Bob Line. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Well, I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. Well, I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Insurance. Visit www.21st.com and by the Busted Knuckle Garage. Unique automotive and motorcycle gifts for everyone. Call 888-708-0897 Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 Mountain Time, or log on anytime to BustedKnuckleGarage.com. Hi, this is Auto World Radio host Bob Long with a simple reminder for you. Don't forget to subscribe to the free podcast for the Automotive Radio Network at the iTunes Music Store. Automotive Radio Network delivers the world's finest automotive news, information, and entertainment. Plus, a lot of really cool stuff there, including some retro automotive commercials. It's all 100% free and available at the iTunes Music Store.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Well, if I had money, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. Crazy about a Mercury.
We are back here at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. My name is Bob Long. It is press days, and the press days are winding down. And we are joined by one of our favorite guests who joins us from time to time. It's great to see him live and in person. He is the U.S. sales analyst for the Ford Motor Company. It's my pleasure to welcome Eric Merkel to Auto World. Eric, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Happy New Year to you, Bob.
Happy New Year to you as well, Eric. And speaking of happy years, I understand 2013 was an extremely happy year sales-wise for the Ford Motor Company.
It certainly was. I mean, 2013, we were the best-selling brand in America for the fourth year straight. Not only were we the best-selling brand, but we also outpaced the second-place brand in America, Toyota, by more than 400,000 vehicles. And if you go back to 2012, we outpaced them by a little over 300,000, about 325,000. That hadn't always been the case, though. If we go back to 2008, Toyota at that time actually outpaced us by about 250,000 vehicles at that time. So we've really been building on our momentum, and we've been able to grow that lead in 2013.
Well, that is fantastic news, and I would imagine the Ford F-150 is once again sales champion. What's the official word, Eric?
It's official. It's another one for the record books. 37 years straight as America's best-selling pickup, 32 years straight as America's best-selling vehicle.
No kidding.
I mean, it's just phenomenal. And here at the show, we're now introducing the all-new F-150, which is really getting just great press and a lot of positive feedback on it, because it really is revolutionary in terms of the next step that we're taking in the evolution of the pickup truck.
You're so right, Erica. This is an aluminum-intensive vehicle, the all-new 2015 F-150, and you can see it down here at the auto show, so come on down and take a look. Let's talk about certain areas of the country, influential areas of the country, touch on California sales for the Ford Motor Company. It's interesting how certain vehicles do well. The Ford Flex, for example, I know does extremely well in California.
It does. I mean, there is a real strong pull with that vehicle in Southern California. And this is completely anecdotal, but the only thing that I can think of, or we can really think of, is it's maybe the beach and the surfboard kind of, because in some ways the Ford Flex, it's a very unique take on kind of the old, I want to say, American station wagon almost. If you go back to the 40s and early 50s when we had the Woody's wagon, I think a lot of people remember those.
Of course.
But it's kind kind of a bit of a cult following in California, and they just picture that vehicle as really a beach vehicle with boards on it. And it has a unique following in Southern California. It's really kind of fun to see them out there.
That's great. So tell us about some other areas of the country that did particularly well for the Ford Motor Company.
Well, when we look at 2013, our retail sales were actually up more than our total. So by that, I mean retail sales is what people are buying off dealer lots. Mm-hmm. It's not commercial. It's not vehicles that we might sell to the government or to rental car agencies.
Sure.
But it was the retail component that was really driving our sales growth in 2013. And we saw a 13% increase at retail.
Wow.
And where we really saw the strongest areas of growth was particularly from the West, which has long been dominated by the Japanese automakers. But we saw about a 21% increase in our retail sales growth in the western region of the country. Second to that, we really saw a lot of activity in the Southeast, up about 17% in the Southeast in terms of our retail sales growth. Again, a region of the country that's been very dominated by the Japanese. So we've really been able to push and have great growth, not just in the Midwest and not just in the central regions of the country. We love those regions and we're very strong there, particularly with pickup trucks, as you well know.
Yeah.
But we need to grow, we have to do it with cars, we've got to do it with utilities, and it's got to come from new markets. And new markets for us means markets that, quite frankly, have been dominated by the Japanese for an awful long time.
And it all comes back to product. I mean, here at the auto show, it's the first time the public is getting a look at the all-new 2015 Mustang. This is the all-new model as Mustang celebrates its 50th anniversary in 2014. And I got to believe this new Mustang, after seeing it for the first time myself, it's so sleek, it's so modern. I believe that you're going to have yet a lot of conquest buyers, perhaps people who have never been part of the Mustang faithful, taking delivery of a new 2015.
Well, that's certainly what we're hoping for. If you look at the new Mustang, it's fantastic. We've spent so much time on that vehicle getting it right. You know, there's been so much painstaking effort, you know, in terms of the design, in terms of the handling, in terms of the powertrain. We're so excited to show it off. We're so excited. We're even more excited to see the thing launch later this year. But it really is. It's an icon. And even though it's not everybody, you know, we don't sell, I mean, Ford isn't 100% Mustang sales by any stretch of the imagination, but it's an American icon that really represents the company and really does a lot for our image.
It's so true. I mean, it's definitely part of Americana as far as I'm concerned. The Mustang is part of what makes America what it is.
And we're going to bring a lot of that Americana globally with the Mustang, too. Don't forget about that.
That's
so
true.
It's
going to
be
great.
We're going to have left-hand vehicles, drive vehicles. Uh-huh. We're going to have right-hand drive, you know, for the Australians.
Sure. Yeah.
And the Brits. So yeah. We're going to have that vehicle will go global. We're looking at sales by 2018, about 40% increase over and above where they are as we take a Mustang global.
Wow.
China, for instance.
No kidding.
We'll be launching that in China in the near future.
That is going to be huge.
So,
because I know that there are Mustang fans all over the world, and, you know, hence the reason why you launched it the way you did concurrently in various cities, not only here in the United States, but also around the world.
Precisely. It was a beautiful unveiling because we had it timed perfectly, because here in the States, it was down under in Australia. We had it showing it in Europe and showing it in China all at the same time. So people all over the world, the press was just abuzz with Mustang news for a couple days there. And, we're just really excited to bring it to the rest of the world and not be able to share, you know, what we have. So
that's great. Eric, any other particular sales story that you'd like to share with us? I mean, certainly it just sounds like it was a banner year for 2013. Any particular model make a particular jump?
Yeah, if you take a look, really what really propelled us, in particularly in the West and in the Southeast, a lot of it was Fusion, really stylish, great-looking sedan. Escape sales, both Fusion and Escape had record sales years. And then also our hybrids. When you look at our hybrid sales this last year, we doubled our hybrid sales. And we've tripled them since 2011. And a lot of that has helped with our West Coast push, especially in California,
yeah,
where the hybrids and the plug-in hybrids are so important to the market out there. So utilities, for the third straight year, we're the best-selling brand of utility in America. Doesn't stop there, because globally we've been rolling out new utilities,
yeah,
all over the world. So we had a 35% increase in our utility sales globally
last year.
So it's just been a lot of work, but a lot of fun at the same time. So
let's take a look into your crystal ball here. I know it's a hard thing to do, but as we enter 2014, certainly with the compelling products on the horizon for the Ford Motor Company, you've got a lot of things to look forward to. But do you expect the pace of sales to continue? I know, you know, still the average car out there, I believe, on the highways in North America is more than 10 years old. So there's still pent-up demand out there.
Yes, there's still pent-up demand out there. And that's not a one-month phenomenon. You just don't get rid of that pent-up demand and release it in a month. And sometimes the folks in the media, they're tired of hearing pent-up demand all the time. But, you know, the truth is this is something that will be with us for a few more years yet,
yeah,
as this pent-up demand continues to be released. We're looking at our guidance for this year is between 16 and 17 million vehicles here in the U.S. So we do forecast growth this year, but keep in mind that the pace of growth will be there. It won't be quite as strong as maybe what we've seen, particularly in 2012 when we had witnessed some double-digit growth.
Wow. Well, Eric, it's always a pleasure to have you on air with us, and thank you for telling us all about the great sales success of the Ford Motor Company in 2013, and look forward to a very robust 2014.
Thanks, Bob. We're very excited to be here, and we really enjoy what we do. We're very passionate about it, so we're very excited as we go into 2014.
He is Eric Merkel, U.S. Sales Analyst for the Ford Motor Company. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.